Hello, everyone. I am so glad you're back at Our Courageous Leadership with Virginia Pradhan. I am grateful for your questions. I'm grateful for your invitations. Many of you invite me to have lunch with you, your groups, so you can ask me more questions on some of you in kind of family format or Zoom format that you want to ask me specific questions. So out of those questions, out of those invitations, and many, many complaints or concerns that you have in what is coming to us in America, persecution, I am going to answer you one of the maybe most frequent questions that many of you ask. And many of you are a little bit concerned about if you will be able, if your faith will be able to stand to the test of persecution. After all, we all can see around us America being changed in many ways and Christian being marginalized, mocked, many of them threatened to lose their job or lose their children. It depends of, you know, the state you might be in. Many of you are very concerned about politics, about election, about how the government is taking to court different leaders and different people speaking up against what many are called weaponizing the government or the justice. How the school treats our children or even parents that are expressing their concern about the type of books that children are required to read, about the sex education that is against even the age of appropriate age for children to learn transgender and all the other things that we encounter now in our lives, and how America is transformed before our eyes, and what Christians supposed to do, what the pastor that at the church we belong to is expected to train and answer questions to the congregation. And the question asks so many. Many of you know, and if you don't know, for those who are new, I'm Virginia Pradhan. I am the author of Saving My Assassin. The book was published by Tyndale House Publisher. You can find the book at virginiapradhanbooks.com/product/book. I will sign the book for you. Usually I sign it as Freedom is Precious, because indeed freedom is precious. I was raised and I grew up in socialist and communist Romania. As a young person, I experienced persecution and I experienced what the government, socialist government, can do to you, your life, your family, and your society. As I grew up, I went to law school in Bucharest, Romania, and as a lawyer, and as I found Christ, guided by one of my clients, I defended Christians after I accepted Christ and human rights cases. And for that reason, I was followed by secret police. I was tortured, arrested, daily kidnapped, put under house arrest. And even I had a so-called client sent by by the government to kill me. You can read more in my book, Saving My Assassin, and that's the reason why the book is called Saving My Assassin. By the grace of God, I survive the attack and the desire of the government to kill me. Defended Christians, and unknown to me at that time, when I was able just to see the persecution and the terror and the attack of the socialist government on me and my family and my clients, outside of my era and outside of the Berlin Wall, the good Lord prepared wonderful things. Many of my cases became part of United Nations reports on human rights violation, and part of United Nations, part of United States Department of State's reports on human rights violation. Television, radio, and newspaper publicized my activities in Romania. It's what I consider God's way to defend me and help me not to be killed by the government. Congressmen like Congressman Frank Wolf and Christopher Smith will come to Romania and talk with me about my cases, and then talk with the dictator about my cases. Secretary of State came to Romania and talked with me, and all those forms were the forms of God to protect me and let the whole world know about what I was doing and how, by defending Christians, I exposed the government and the dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu, who was not happy. He wanted me to be killed. But by the grace of God, President Ronald Reagan offer the dictator a most favored national statue one more year with the condition to let me come to America. And I came to America empty-handed, no money, not knowing English. I knew five languages, but not one word in English. And with the grace of God, I learned English. I went back to law school at SMU in Dallas, Texas. I opened my law firm. I wrote my memoir, and I go and speak in many places. I am involved with Alliance Defend of Freedom, and I defend human or religious cases. I speak in many places. People ask me to speak at their event and encourage people to stand up for truth and to protect America, because socialist is not for America. And many of you ask me, and you are worried about if your faith, if you will be strong enough to stand up for the truth in America and be able to not only to share the gospel with others that are not believing in Christ, or even being violent or mocking us or threatening us. I want you to know that I am not suggest to anyone to put yourself in harmful way. I know as a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit who will guide you and what you have to do. I am encouraging you to be on God's path. Remember Psalm 91 and remember God's protection that he promised to all of us. And if you read my book, you will understand that God is faithful, that God protects, God gives each one of us as he gave me, and he is still giving me the path to follow. This is a way walking in. That's what the Bible tells us. He provides resources, he provides wisdom, and he provides directions and how to act and when to act. So when you ask yourself if your faith will stand the test, I want you to think about Psalm 94 and how real is this part of the Psalm 94:17 in my life. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. As you read in my memoir, Saving My Assassin, as I share with you, you will understand that God is faithful and God will protect you. The most important thing is to recognize the fear in your life, the fear that maybe the government, your boss, circumstances inflicted in your life. There is fear, and the first things that you have to do is to deal with that fear in your life before you deal with circumstances or fear around you. At a younger age, walking with the Lord, I learned Psalm 56:3 that says, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Remember that David said this, and David has his amazing walk with God. It's normal to have fear. The problem is to not let that fear overwhelm you. Be smart and understand that you cannot protect, you cannot work and overwhelm that fear that exists in you, in your power, that you have to turn that fear to God and trust Him. Again, Psalm 56:3 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Clear and simple. When you are afraid, put your trust in Him. Talk with God in your prayers and give Him your fear, and He will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. More than that, He will create in you power, strength, and things that you cannot even imagine. Then you, as you eliminate and you feel the peace that surpasses all understanding in you, you will be able to conquer the circumstances around you again, not in your power, but in the power of God. I want you to understand that in God created in us and put in us skills, talent, place of influence, everything that we need for a time like this. It is maybe, or it might be a surprise for us that we are living in a society that is changing. It's more ungodly every single day. But God is not surprised by this. In fact, He created you. He allowed you to be born in this time, to live in this area, wherever you are living, because He is able, capable, and willing to use you with the skill and talents that He gave you for His glory to change the circumstances, to change America, or to change the country that you are in. If you read my memoir, Saving My Assassin, right here, again, you can find it at virginiaprodanbooks.com/product/book. You will understand that God created me and allowed me to be born in Romania. He gave me skills and talent, everything beyond my imagination, not only to confront a dictator, to help my persecutor to accept Christ, but also He used me to transform Romania from a socialist country to a democratic country. So please understand that it's nothing about you or your power or your size. By the way, I am under 5 feet tall. In Romania, I was 82 pounds. It's nothing about your size and your power. It's about your Christ power in you. And He can use you for His power. He can use you to do amazing, absolutely amazing things in your life and in the life of many, many others. He is looking for people that will allow Him to to be used for his glory. Psalm 94:16 said, who will rise up again for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? That is the message that God has for you. Can you say, here I am, use me? I said that in Romania, and I am saying this right now in America every single day. And I know that the God of the universe will give me the power and the strength to do what he wants me to do. Many times we are powerless. We feel powerless. Many times we don't know what to do. People before us, if you read in the Bible, felt the same. In fact, in Chronicles 12, the Bible tells us this. People like us felt this. We are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Like people before us, we can feel powerless. We can feel that we don't know what to do. But the most important thing is to have our eyes on Christ. And he will give us everything, absolutely everything that we need. Again, please read Saving My Assassin. You can find it at virginiapradhanbooks.com/product/book. And you will understand that God gave me instructions. God gave me support, people around me, open doors and circumstances. And he is the one. He is the hero of my story and my life. And he gave me everything that I needed in order for me to walk in his path, and he guided me to victory, because in Christ we are more than conquerors. In Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call on me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So if you are ready to be used by God to let your faith stand up to the test that this ungodly society is pushing on us, remember Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you don't know. You do not have to have a plan. You do not have to believe that you have to do it on your own. Psalm 32:8 said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes on you. What more do you need? The Lord of the universe says, I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes on you. He will give you absolutely everything that you need. You do not have to think or worry about. Worries represent the fact that you are putting your trust in you, not in God. Yes, if you want your faith to pass the test of this ungodly culture who is pushing us, who is trying to suppress or even change our loyalty from being loyal to God to being loyal to the government, that's what you have to do. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. That's what David says, that what many, many people before us said. That's many people said, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. So you have to keep your eyes on you. Be convinced that the God of the universe will instruct you, will teach you the way you should go, and will give you everything that you need. So I hope that you will answer God's calling for you. You will move from being fearful of the circumstances, being fearful of the government, or even your boss, being fearful about how you're going to manage your ministry or your business or your kids in your family that are taught in school all kind of crazy ideology. If you remain on God's path and say, Lord, I want to be loyal to you, to honor you, and to glorify you, you will find out that your faith will pass that test, because you and God, you are more than conquerors. And God will train you and what you have to do. God will go with you, will walk with you in your path to victory. God never lost a battle, and he will not lose your battle. On your own, you might lose your battle. You will lose your battle for sure, because Christ told us that apart from him, we can do nothing. But in him, we are more than conquerors. We walking with him, we are walking in victory. I hope that you will tell us how God used you for his glory. You will put your comments below. And if you need any help, please let us know. We are here to help you. We are here to encourage you. If you want to invite me to your event, to your group, your school, your business, or your community events, please let us know. We are here to help you. We are here to train you to live a life of significance and success. And we are here to help you and your faith to pass this test in Christ. May God bless you, and we hope to hear soon from you. You are more than conqueror in Christ, and Christ in you is the hope of glory. Together, we can keep America free. Socialism is not for America. God is able and willing to do mighty things in your life. Until next time, God bless you, and I hope to hear from you, as I hear every single day from so many of you. Bye-bye.